Books on Tape presents A Death in Vienna by Daniel Silva. Read by John Lee. In a place where wood is chopped, splinters must fall, and there is no avoiding this. SS Gruppenführer Heinrich Müller, head of the Gestapo. We're not in the Boy Scouts. If we'd wanted to be in the Boy Scouts, we would have joined the Boy Scouts. Richard Helms, former CIA director. Part 1. The Man from Café Central. Chapter 1. Vienna. The office is hard to find, and intentionally so. Located near the end of a narrow, curving lane in a quarter of Vienna more renowned for its nightlife than its tragic past, the entrance is marked only by a small brass plaque bearing the inscription, Wartime Claims and Inquiries. The security system, installed by an obscure firm based in Tel Aviv, is formidable and highly visible. A camera glowers menacingly from above the door. No one is admitted without an appointment and a letter of introduction. Visitors must pass through a finely tuned magnetometer. Purses and briefcases are inspected with unsmiling efficiency by one of two disarmingly pretty girls. One is called Rebecca, the other Sarah. Once inside, the visitor is escorted along a claustrophobic corridor lined with gunmetal grey filing cabinets, then into a large, typically Viennese chamber with pale floors, a high ceiling, and bookshelves bowed beneath the weight of countless volumes and file folders. The donnish clutter is appealing, though some are unnerved by the green...